for the impact testing that we do in the morning from 9 to 12, we really wanted to target student athletes from 7th grade to 12th grade who don't get impact tested in their school districts. And there are many school districts that do offer impact testing to 9th through 12th graders, but there are most do not offer it to middle school kids, and then there are a lot of urban and rural schools who cannot afford to offer impact testing at all to their athletes. So we wanted to make sure that any student athlete who could not get baseline tested at their school had an opportunity to do so.
A question about the impact testing. What does it exactly involve, and what's the benefit of this?
So impact testing is a neurocognitive assessment tool that we use to help determine if a student athlete is ready to go back to their sport, essentially if their brain has gone back to its baseline function. What it measures is verbal memory, visual memory, processing speed, and so it's really kind of gives us an idea of what the brain, each individual child's brain, is at how it functions at baseline. It's not a pass-fail test. It's, you know, it's how that brain works. And then after they have a concussion, we know that these areas are often impacted. And so we want to make sure that before they go back to their sport, one of the parameters that we use to determine if they're ready is if they have gone back to their baseline functioning as indicated in their baseline impact test. It's a computerized test. So kids sit down at the computer. It takes about 20 minutes, and that's it.
We hear a lot about kids getting concussion with sports like football and soccer. Are head injuries also a concern in other sports as well?
Absolutely. You know, in the concussion clinic at the University of Rochester, we see kids with obviously football, soccer, wrestling, swimming. We've seen kids kayaking and getting concussions. So cheerleading is another one that people think, oh, you know, that would probably be low. And actually, we see quite a few kids who have concussions from cheerleading accidents, falling. So basketball is another one. Also, you know, just roughhousing on the playground. Kids can fall off the monkey bars or whatever. So.
Are the kids you see in practice generally open to this kind of conversation and open to the idea that, hey, I might have to, you know, really watch out for myself and maybe sit out if I have a head injury?
You know, the unfortunate part is when we see them in clinic, obviously they have a concussion and they're suffering with the effects of the concussion. So at that point, they're scared. They're very aware of the effects and that it's very real. And, you know, at that point, it's an easy discussion because they're living it. The harder discussion is with the kids who've not experienced those effects from a concussion. And, you know, we know that with kids, and especially adolescents developmentally, they have the, you know, it's never going to happen to me syndrome. And so they're less likely to think that this headache is caused by a concussion or that their dizziness or whatever the symptom is caused by a concussion. And that's what we really want to do with this education is really tell them these are the symptoms and empower them to say, I recognize the symptoms. I need to tell my coach that I'm not going back in. And that, you know, ultimately that's what we want to end up, you know, having the kids be able to really advocate for themselves and say, I feel as though I have these symptoms and I don't want to go back in until I get checked out.
Yeah, taking responsibility for their own, learning how to take responsibility for their own health and well-being.
Absolutely, and it's hard at that age to do that, especially when you're confronting adults. But, you know, I think the more we tell them about it without scaring them, you know, we don't want to scare them. We want kids to participate in sports. We want kids to play football, but we want them to be safe, and we want them to recognize when they might be in a little bit of trouble and feel empowered to let them know that it's okay to tell your coach that you don't feel right and you don't think you should go back in. And then on the flip side of that, having that conversation with the adults, the parents, the coaches, and telling them that if a child presents to you and says that, you need to respect that and you need to allow them to sit out and, you know, follow up with your provider.
So if people, parents, or students do want to register or just find out more about this event, how can they do that?
they can call our registration line directly at 397-0872 or email me at pmapstone@sjfc.edu.